About Love. Part 1. What is love? Love is and always has been an ideal of humanity. We seek it in myriad ways, physically, emotionally, spiritually, by virtue, by learning, by hook or by crook, by prayer. Nowadays, the word love is used in so many different ways that our ideal has been all but lost in the confusion of words and concepts. In popular culture, love has been equated to everything from lust to domination to God. Whatever it is, people want to have it, to get it, to hang on to it. We think of love the way we think of an object, which we can acquire, possess, and give. However, love doesn't work that way. When we give an object, we don't have it anymore. When we acquire an object, whoever had it previously no longer has it. But when we love, we don't cease to have it. In fact, we often feel even more love than before we gave it. Therefore, love cannot be given or received, acquired or lost. So if we give love, what we really mean is that we do some actions that are motivated by an inner feeling of benevolence and goodwill, and that if people give us love, they act in a way that helps us or makes us feel better. Loving actions are not the same as the love that motivates them, however, because the same actions could be motivated by something else, a sense of duty or commitment, a hope to receive something in return, fear, or even a desire to manipulate or control. Besides, an action intended to benefit us could harm us instead. Therefore, love is not action. When we love someone, we often sacrifice our own needs or wants in order to provide something for the one we love. Sacrifice is regarded as a hallmark of love. People who sacrifice for our benefit are extolled, sometimes even worshipped. Someone may sacrifice for us out of love or due to other motives as well, a sense of duty or perhaps a calculated cost-benefit analysis. Often, love doesn't involve sacrifice at all. Therefore, love in itself is not sacrifice. Loving actions sometimes cause pain or destruction. Surgery is painful and destructive, even though it can save life. Morphine feels good, even though it kills. Sometimes we only know years later whether an action was loving. As a youth, we may have resented a parent or teacher who taught us a very hard lesson. But as we mature, we might realize that she or he was actually the most loving one in our lives. Similarly, we might realize that someone we liked for years because they made us feel good actually might have done us a lot of harm. Therefore, whether an action feels good to the recipient or to the actor is not a sufficient gauge of whether it is loving. Love is something we feel or sense, like an emotion. Is love a warm sentiment or emotion? Some people are strongly emotional and others are not. Yet everyone can feel and express love. Unemotional people can feel and express love just as much as emotional people, perhaps in different ways. We wouldn't want our surgeon to be feeling strong emotions during our surgery. Even if surgeries are performed unemotionally with complete dispassion, a surgery may actually be a great act of love. The ideal love to which humans aspire is enduring, lifelong and beyond, whereas emotions come and go like clouds, unless we actively prolong them. Love can exist with great passion or with great dispassion, with emotion or without. Emotion and emotionality are not hallmarks or measures of love. Therefore, love is not an emotion. When we have a desire, it goes away when it is fulfilled, at least temporarily. When we have a need, it also disappears when fulfilled. However, when we love people, our instinct is to give, to care for them. We want them to be happy, which increases our own happiness. We might also want someone we love to care for us, but loving and desiring are two distinct feelings. We can desire something from someone we love, or we can desire something from someone we don't love. We might be dependent on and need someone, but we can need people with or without loving them. Therefore, love is not desire or need. Sometimes we use the word love towards something we like very much. I love broccoli, or I love sunshine. Similarly, we use the word hate toward something we simply dislike. Liking isn't the real love we crave as human beings. It is affection based on pleasant sensations and pleasant memories. Likes and dislikes change and shift. We might like someone one day or in one setting and not the next. Sometimes we might not even like ourselves. We might love someone deeply, but not really like them very much. We might not enjoy spending time with them. We might not like their personality or behavior, but we want the best for them and care about them just as much as we care about ourselves. At the same time, we might like and enjoy someone a great deal, but not really love them or care about them very much. Liking and loving are different and are not necessarily even felt toward the same people. Therefore, love isn't just strong liking. When we love someone, we might trust them to not hurt us, to not betray us, to always care for us. We are apt to feel angry and unloving when someone betrays our trust. Is love trust, or is trust a sign of love? We could love someone very much who falls into bad company or addiction and not trust them at all, even though we still love them so much and wish for their well-being. Trust can be foolish rather than loving, for enabling someone to harm us is not helpful to anyone. We could also trust our accountant completely, even though we don't know her or him well enough to feel love. We can love someone whom we don't trust, and we can trust someone we don't love. Therefore, love is not trust, and trust is not love. Sometimes we discover someone with such beautiful qualities that we are overwhelmed with admiration or even adoration. This feeling is sometimes described as love. Someone might fall in love with a great teacher, leader, or philosopher, admiring everything the person says or does. This can happen as the result of a spiritual awakening when one is overwhelmed with love and adoration for God. However, we can admire and even adore someone we don't love at all. Throughout history, people have adored even cruel gods. We often admire people for certain qualities or achievements, even though they may have acted in deplorable ways. We also can love people whom we don't particularly admire. We just love them and care about them anyway. Therefore, love is not admiration or adoration. Love is often associated with romance, sex, and marriage. However, we also love our children, family members, and friends, even when there is no aspiration for romance or sex. We hope that love is present continually during sex and marriage, but love does not necessarily lead to or even include those possibilities. Therefore, love in itself does not involve romance, sex, or marriage.